Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? Guys, I am in such an amazing mood. I love when I wake up and I just have like this overwhelming appreciation and gratitude. I felt like this fluttering in my chest of happiness and contentment and gratitude. So I'm hoping to just kind of push that onto you guys in today's episode. And I'm hoping you guys can sense my aura and my energy. If you guys are listening to this episode when it first comes out, I have had my hair dark for about a week. And I don't know, there's something about, or maybe 2 weeks, I lied. It has been 2 weeks when you guys hear this episode. But I literally feel so myself. And I know that, that sounds very dramatic, but you guys know when they say, oh, like I wasn't depressed, I just needed my hair done. I think that that might have been exactly what cured whatever the hell I had going on in the month of May. May was not my month. I don't know why. I felt like just this overwhelming of like discomfort, a little bit of sadness. I was also doing voice rest, which you guys know if you've been listening to my podcast for weeks now, you know that my voice was like totally destroyed. And I was doing voice rest, which was really difficult for me as someone who speaks for a living. Also, I have a lot of friends. I talk all the time. It was definitely something that required a lot of intention. I needed to take a step back. I needed to not be on the phone. I needed to push some consults back. And I can tell that my voice is just sounding so much better. I'm not cracking as much. I don't feel like it's strenuous to speak. And I don't know, I like the sound of my own voice, and it's a beautiful thing to actually be able to hear it again. And I didn't even realize how much I liked it until I started being able to hear it. So yeah, all of that aside, I'm just feeling really amazing. I feel like I'm kind of stepping out of whatever funk I was in, and I'm kind of getting ready for Cancer season, considering my birthday is in July. I think that just stepping into my own season, it feels very aligned and happy and powerful. So I'm walking in that purpose right now. Aside from that, I just had an amazing session with my life coach. One thing that I would recommend to anybody who's listening is if you're going through a tough time, or you have identity issues, or you just kind of want to work through some traumas and even just work out the kinks of being the most powerful and self-assured person that you can be, having a life coach or a therapist, I will always recommend. It's just something that has grounded me in a way that I can't even describe. It's indescribable. I think when I first walked into her and I's sessions, I went in with the intention of becoming the best version of who I thought I should be. And that was like a very perfect, but not aligned actual Haley version. It was more of like the who I thought I should be. And after working with her for over a year now, what I've realized is we have really worked on me becoming the best version of me, not the best version of who I think I should be, but who I actually am. Because who I actually am is powerful, is amazing, is incredible, and has a lot to offer this world, but I needed to tap into that in order to really see it. So it feels like such a beautiful, liberating, grounding, and humbling experience, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who has the finances to be able to cater to themselves in that way. And you guys know, I do consults. I'm not a life coach. I don't consider myself to be a coach in any way or a therapist, but I do like to help you guys step into your purpose a little bit more as someone who's also working on it. There is no better teacher than the person who has lived it, the person who is experiencing it. And we as humans are walking paradoxes. I think that something that we have to be a little bit more gentler on ourselves about is that we contradict ourselves. We can be someone who's, you know, feeling at times introverted, but then when we're out and we're thriving, we have extroverted experiences. And sometimes we crave validation and attention, and other times we validate ourselves and we feel very self-assured. There's so many things about us that contradict the other thing, and that's totally normal. And being more gentle on yourself throughout those contradictions actually makes you a happier person. I now reflect from a place of gratitude and awareness that I'm gonna fall short, I'm gonna mess up, I'm going to see the best in a shitty human from time to time. I'm going to make a mistake in work. I'm going to be lazy at times. But in all of that, it's just a part of life. It's just an experience. And how you kind of get back to center is by reminding yourself of your standards, your boundaries, and even just what you want for your future. So I hope that that kind of gives you guys some insight on the things that I personally have been working on and what I've been accepting in myself. Now, something that I have really needed to address within myself was my identity around my career. A little background. I have always known since I was young that I hated to work. Although I've always had a job, I never felt like I had this incredible work ethic. There were so many other things that I rather do than work a traditional job. My mom made me get a job when I was super young, and it taught me a lot about discipline and showing up for things that I didn't necessarily want to do, and also just seeing that I can reap what I sow. So if I'm, you know, putting in the hours and I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do, you get paid for that. Even though at times I felt very underpaid and underappreciated, but that's a conversation for another day. But as someone who, I guess now as I reflect, I realize that I never really had a real job because I became a YouTuber at 18. And I never worked a traditional job after that. Now, of course, I was in hair school during my YouTube years in the early, you know, stages of it. And I worked in a dental office right before, but I never really had a real job. You guys know I never graduated college. I didn't, you know, get my degree in anything. I didn't like become a lawyer or a doctor or any of these other cool things that people become. So I don't really have a lot of knowledge on what it's like to show up in a career that I've worked so hard for that is traditional in that sense. But as someone who worked really hard to get the career that I do have, I think that my identity around my career became more apparent when I realized that the validation and even just me being proud of myself turned into me making everything I was about my career. So I would kind of lose sight of all of the other amazing things about me because the only thing in my mind that I found to be amazing about myself was me becoming a YouTuber. I really wanted to make an episode for the girls who have been grinding so hard, but just kind of forgot what she likes to do just for herself. This was something that I had to address in my mid to late 20s, because I was really good at showing up and being a YouTuber and making that my entire purpose and identity. It was something that I was so proud of and I loved so much about myself that I didn't care about anything else. I didn't really care about who I was outside of that because I didn't even think that there was a me outside of that. There's definitely a personality that develops that you don't even realize develops when you step into your career. A lot of you girlies that are listening are booked and busy. Whether you are an entrepreneur like myself, or you work a traditional job, you maybe work in corporate, you maybe have a few degrees, and you're so proud of your accolades that you've lost sight of who you are outside of them. And I think that's something that we have to recognize is friendship and fun and simple pleasures can really fall to the wayside when our career takes over. We are living in such an economy crisis that it's very difficult to nurture things that aren't paying our bills. That's just the truth. Because if you have to step outside of work, step outside of making money, and actually like nurture your relationships or your hobbies, it feels like you're doing yourself a major disservice, especially if you have responsibilities and bills and just things that you feel like are being held over your head. But I knew that I was over-identifying with my job when I felt weird having free time. And what's weird about it is that I have a lot of free time technically. And I was over-identifying with my job, I want to say last year in the winter. It was right around the time that I started losing weight, and I spent every day in the house working, concocting a plan to make new videos and to do like a lot of things for you guys, which actually really did pay off. You guys were enjoying it. You were really enjoying the posting schedule. You were loving the content I was making. But little by little, I was actually losing myself because I kind of forgot who I was and what I liked and what I wanted out of life. Because at the time, I felt so personally obsessed with my identity around work. And I think that it's important that we have to normalize outgrowing that identity. And it's hard, right? Because we're going to work for the rest of our lives. But I would definitely recommend having other aspects of your life that you nurture just as much or at least just as passionately. It's important to build a life beyond work, okay? You really want to start with hobbies. I think that finding joy in things that don't make you money is such an important part of growing in your adulthood. There are so many people who do things where it's either they work a ton or when they are having free time, they're enjoying vices. They are doing things that don't actually fuel them in a good way. So I know a lot of people who have very demanding jobs where they go to work and then they drink. They go to work and then they drink and that's it. Right? But what about the things that you once enjoyed when you were younger? Now, for me, I was not a sporty kid. I was never in sports. I was more of an artsy girl. I loved to paint. I played music. So I was a piano player for a long time. And I loved just doing anything artsy and creative. I loved, you know, painting on a canvas and like giving it to my mom and she would have it like, you know, on the wall in her office, and it meant so much to me. And I also just love doing little minute projects. Even back when I was living at home and I knew that I wanted to be a YouTuber so bad and I wanted to elevate my space, I completely redid my bathroom for you guys. And if you can remember, if you followed me for that long, when I did the old self-care videos, I had that crazy like mauve-y pink bathroom and I had all that like art on the walls, and I actually redid that bathroom myself and it was so fun for me. It was a lot of work, but I like would change around my room a lot. I would get different furniture pieces. I would paint. I would try to find ways to decorate and make it cool and fun. And now as an adult, I had to remind myself that there was a part of me that felt very happy and elated when I was stepping into that. And I want to remind you guys that not every passion needs a product page. Some things are just for the soul. Some things are just for you to feel good. And yes, you can reap the benefits of it, whether it's looking at it or saying that you accomplished something or even just feeling amazing in the moment. But I really want you guys to understand that having hobbies is a crucial part of adulthood. And I don't want you guys to let that slip through your mind and not actually nurture that version of you, okay? I know for me that a few of my hobbies that I try to nurture repeatedly throughout the week is things that have to do with fitness and my dogs, any type of routine that I like to do, whether it's like a body care routine, a skincare routine. I know that doesn't sound like a hobby, but it's little things that you can do that kind of gets you closer to that. And then for me, a big hobby of mine has been home renovations. So I don't necessarily like chop wood and renovate myself, but I love to go to Home Goods. I love to shop for the house. I love to decorate. I love to like plan little things. And these are things that are really important to me. A couple other things that I want to lean into in the summer months are my hobbies that have to do with hosting. I love the idea of hosting people at my home, and that to me is a creative thing that you can do that really has nothing to do with work. It just has to do with, you know, creating a beautiful space and an enjoyable moment for friends and family. I need you guys to really remember who you are when your job is no longer the center of your identity. Who were you before it? And I know it's hard sometimes to think about it, but it's important to really tap in and figure it out. And I do believe that this topic really matters because it has a lot to do with mental health, and it also has a lot to do with just kind of creating a stronger sense of self, okay? You want to know who you are outside of what you have to do, what you have to do to survive. What are things that mean something to you? What are some things that make you feel alive and purposeful and happy? It could literally be anything, okay? I need you guys to understand that we do lose ourselves in our career, whatever you do, especially the people who work crazy work hours, okay? Hustle culture glamorizes over-identification with titles, okay? I think that your identity can really be lost in that because when you talk to a person, even in like dating, right? The question that always comes up is like, what do you do? Because that to people seems to always be the most important thing to find out about a person. When in reality, I have actually stopped asking people what they did and like tried to like tap into that more. And actually, I would just ask them like, do you love what you do? What do you love to do outside of work? These are like things that I really try to pry because who someone is outside of their job actually is so important when building connection. Are they a disciplined person in their life? Do they show up to the gym? Do they make breakfast? Do they, you know, curate the perfect schedule for themselves that feels aligned and just very beautiful and purposeful and intentional? There are definitely some signs that you've tied too much of your identity to work, right? A few of the things that you could feel is that you feel lost without a goal or a deadline. Your mood is dictated by how successful your day was. You don't know how to describe yourself outside of your job title, or even you just feel guilty when resting or doing something just for fun. If those things come up for you, if you feel that, it's time for a switch. You need to say, what lights me up outside of work? If no one knew my job, how would I introduce myself? And what did I love as a child before I had to be productive? I want you guys to remember that friendships are still relationships. And something I've learned as I've gotten older is one, having the bandwidth to understand how other people operate, but also having a level of accountability in all of your relationships where you show up in a way that serves both parties. Friendship is meant to be nurtured. Stop pushing things off. Have those phone calls, even if you have to schedule them. Have those coffee dates with people you care about. Get to know what is going on with them. I even love the idea of having an activity that you can do with a friend. I love people who do things once a week outside of like drinking, right? Because drinking is, I'm not going to sit here and demonize it because you guys know I love to go out. I love to engage in some bar culture. But I love the idea of like getting a racket and going and playing tennis with a friend or going on a hot girl walk with like your dogs. Having some sort of activity date with your friend that gets you out of the house, gets your body moving, gets your mind off work, and also gets you to connect. A little rule that I have with my friends is that we really don't talk about work when we're together. And this was kind of an unsaid rule for a very long time. Like I remember I was at dinner with one of my best friends, Tiffany, and we made a joke about how we never speak about our jobs. It's so funny because we work such different jobs. Like she works in corporate, I do YouTube, I have a creative job, she has a 9-to-5. And it's like so funny to me because every time we get together, we'll talk about everything else. Like she's planning a wedding, so she'll talk about her wedding. I'll talk about who I'm dating or where I went last week or different things I have going on. But like, it's very rare that we discuss work. So I would challenge you that when you do get together with your friends, don't spend the entire evening complaining about your job or talking about that one coworker that you hate or just even kind of over-identifying with that version of you. You're there enough. Like, I think of that show on, what is it on? Is it on Apple or Amazon? It's called Severance, where you pretty much get like this part of your brain cut out where you show up to work and your work self forgets your home self, and then your home self forgets your work self. And the whole point of it was like to not go to work with your home life feelings and then to not come home with your work feelings, which I can see the reason behind it, but it ended up just being like this whole total issue. But that's besides the point. I really want you to train yourself to try not to take your work with you everywhere you go and to not make it the entire basis of your life, the entire meaning of your life, because it's not. It's a part of you. It's an important part of you, and you can still be proud. You can still affirm that version of yourself. But it doesn't have to be all that you are. It doesn't have to be how you identify in every aspect of your life. There are other things that also can really help anchor your life and your day outside of work. And I always stress the importance of creating a wellness routine or just having small habits in your life that you can really enjoy that have nothing to do with work. So I find that, you know, going for a walk with my dogs, stretching in the morning, meditating, having my life coach, cleaning my home, maybe like, you know, attempting to have some sort of task that I create in my life that's maybe like a big task that takes like the whole week to do, whether it's like going through one of my closets and spring cleaning and color coordinating and whatever and whatnot. I love creating those types of routines and habits in my life because it allows there to be separation between what I have to do and what I need to do and what I want to do. That's really important to me. So try to create small habits in your life. I also think that another way to just create your identity without an office badge, without, you know, clocking in, is affirming yourself, affirming your life, saying things like, I am worthy without producing. Joy is a responsibility, not a luxury. I deserve softness in a world that demands hustle. And I also think it's crucial to just own your quirks and your interest, okay? Confidence is built through doing your own thing, even if it's niche or quote unquote cringy. You don't need to monetize your joy to validate it. I have gotten really good at enjoying the moment and being present when I'm with friends, when I'm with family. I'll try to document little things here and there, but for the most part, my phone is away. I have learned to be more involved with my eyes, being present and listening and feeling and just grounding myself in an experience that I maybe used to feel like I had to be tuned in somewhere else at that time. So definitely trying to be present with your joy and also celebrate small wins in your life and also create some things that you can do. So some small wins that you can have are like finishing a book, having a peaceful morning, having a good hair day. And I just think it's important to romanticize these tiny parts of your life that matter, but don't show up on a resume that don't actually have anything to do with work, but they just have to do with you as an individual. I'm giving you permission to explore, evolve, and even just be a beginner again. When was the last time that you attempted to try something new that you're not good at? Okay. Reintroduce yourselves to things that require time and effort, that require your dedication and require you to be a beginner. I used to play tennis many years ago. I was never very good, but I now have a friend who likes to play, and I want to do like a once a week little thing together where we get together and play, and I'm not going to be good. It's just not possible. I haven't held a racket in a long time, but I'm reintroducing myself to this passion because it's fun, it's good exercise, and it's different. And I think we get so lost in being good at things that we hate to start things because we're afraid that it's going to take work to actually be good at it. But that's the whole point. That's the whole purpose. And there's so much fun in getting to know how to do something. You don't always have to be at the top of your game to enjoy it. Practicing, enjoying the moment, staying present, and learning are still really fun. They really are. And you have to embrace that and romanticize that. And I want to just kind of create this gentle reminder to you guys that you are more than your work self. You're a daughter. You're a friend. You're a soul and a story. And I want you to start creating a story beyond that. I know it's difficult. Times can be really tough and you can get really lost in it, but I want you to check in with yourself occasionally and say, when was the last time I did something just for me? When was the last time that I asked a friend out to lunch? When was the last time that I went to a class for a particular thing that I have not done before, whether it's like pottery or Pilates or anything that's new, fresh, and exciting? I want to start doing more stuff like that this year where I get together with my friends and we do something that we haven't done. My one friend actually recommended for us to go and paint mugs somewhere. So we're going to put that on the schedule. I think that that's going to be really fun and exciting. And it's just different. And it creates a life that's worth living. It creates a life that's worth appreciating. I think it's important to journal and write down some things that you really want to embrace in this next chapter of your life, where you are embracing the duality, you're embracing all aspects of yourself, and it allows you to put pen to paper exactly what it is that you desire, exactly what it is that you're passionate about, and exactly even what your frustrations could be, so you can kind of tweak them. I think it's important to start saying yes more to things that you normally would hesitate to say yes to, because that forces you out of your comfort zone and allows you to embrace a little bit more living rather than just working. The most powerful version of you isn't the one who works 24/7. It's the one who lives fully, even off the clock. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I really enjoyed making it for you guys. I hope that you guys get out there and start embracing who you are outside of work. This was just a gentle reminder that you are worthy of that and you are important outside of that. I love you guys so very much, and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.